Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Today on the show, some people most in need of healthcare in Michigan run up against new federal work rules. It's going to be the difference between going to the doctor or going without. But first, over the weekend, U.S. foreign policy scrambled to recover from the lethal attack on Iran's General Qasem Soleimani, the head of an elite military wing active in Iraq, Syria, and other hotspots. The United States has interests in all of those places. The Trump administration said it was acting to save American lives. Senator Gary Peters, Democrat from Michigan, joins us today. He's the ranking Democrat on the Senate Homeland Security Committee and also serves on the Senate Armed Services Committee. And he's a veteran. Senator Peters, welcome.
April, good to be with you.
The United States rarely acts on this level, a leader of a sovereign nation. Was this killing justified?
Well, certainly Soleimani was a bad actor. I don't think there's any disagreement with that fact. He has blood on his hands and is responsible for the killing of many American men and women, service members. But certainly this represents an escalation in what we have seen happen in the Middle East. And I think the outstanding question right now is, was the president acting on an imminent threat, as he's claimed? I don't have information related to that. We have not been briefed according to that. However, a briefing will be given to members of the Armed Services Committee and other senators later this week in a classified setting. And I think we all come with some questions as to why this happened, and more importantly, what is the long-term strategic consequences of this? How was that thought out? And what sort of long-term strategy do we have in dealing with Iraq? What seems to have occurred is the chaos has now increased, and what we should be attempting to do is creating more stability in the Middle East. That certainly doesn't seem to be happening now, and we have questions that need to be answered.
Senator Tim Kaine has introduced a war powers resolution that would stop the action until such time as Congress might be able to get on board with a military effort with respect to Iran. We hear Senator Pelosi says the House will vote on a similar resolution soon. If the Senate voted today, do you think that that resolution would pass?
I think it's difficult given Republican senators who seem to basically just support the president in any activity that he is engaged in.
And are in the majority right now, yes.
And they have the majority. But it is important. Congress needs to reassert itself as the branch of government that has the power to declare war. You know, our framers were very clear that it's Congress that declares war, not the executive. And Congress is an important check. That's why it is unprecedented when you had President Trump launch this attack without even consulting with the leaders of Congress. And part of that consult, which is what all presidents do, is that we're stronger as a country when we are united and when we have Congress and the executive working together on a shared goal. That's how the strength of the United States. And when you do something without involving Congress, particularly given the inherent war power that is entrusted within the Congress by the Constitution, we have to reassert ourselves. And I think these resolutions are incredibly important.
Senator Peters, is the United States at war?
Well, certainly taking the kind of action that we've seen against a high-ranking government official is a significant escalation of the type of violence that we have been seeing recently in the Middle East. And I think what's really going to be critical is what happens in the days ahead in Iran. This is a difficult time for the United States to be taking this action and for the president to be taking this action, in my mind. There is no apparent diplomatic channels that are open between the United States and Iran. And whenever you have these types of acts, that can escalate very quickly if you don't have open lines of communication. We're also in a very strained period when it comes to our relationship with our allies. President Trump has driven a wedge between the United States and many of our allies. And again, we're stronger when we are united. That means acting with our allies. And then you have to add the third factor, and that's just the degree of skepticism that the American public has with the Trump administration and folks like myself who don't trust what I have heard until I see some facts and some evidence, and that has not been provided to us.
Whether or not the War Powers Resolution gets traction in Congress, this situation must be dealt with. What do you think should happen next between the U.S. and Iran?
Well, I think we have to make sure we're de-escalating. You can't have tit for tat and then and continue to escalate. Usually bad things happen. Mistakes can be made that can lead to very catastrophic consequences. It's very important for at least discussions to occur, and that's why it's so troubling, as I mentioned earlier, that there are no diplomatic channels that seem to be open. That should be happening, even if you have to go through a third party. You have to have folks talking to each other. What we're seeing instead is an escalation of the rhetoric from both sides, both from President Trump as well as some of the Iranian leaders. And the rhetoric could be potentially very dangerous, and I'm very concerned about that.
Senator Peters, thank you for your time today.
Great to be with you.
Senator Gary Peters, Democrat from Michigan. We will keep in touch with Michigan's elected officials and the delegation as the situation develops.